It's a very special day here today. It's the 93.5 FM launch 50 years ago on this day back in 1967. We've had a lot of guests coming in, and I've got a very special guest and his son in right now, a voice you hear a lot on the radio and one you don't hear so much, but he listens a lot. Chet Lucy and A.O. Lucy. Chet, welcome to WMWV's big party.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Let's have a party.
Let's have a party. Thank you so much for coming in. You know, we're neighbors up there on the West Side Road these
days. That's what I understand.
Yes, and between your side of Diana's Bath and my side of Diana's Bath, there's been a lot of action up there, hasn't there?
It sure has. Some of it not too good.
No. Well, I was joking on air the other day that I think you and I should go into business. $5 a car, park there in your field.
Thanks, but no thanks.
Yeah, I don't blame you. It's been quite a story, but we won't get into that right now. Before we get into chatting more with AO and Chet, I have to do something that's been a decades-old thing that we do on WMWV, Austin Found. How many radio stations do you know still do Austin Found, AO?
I don't know. I only listen to one, Roy.
That's right. Well, thank you very much for that. And the funny thing is that Skip Sherman used to do the obituaries. We don't do that so much anymore, unless somebody special leaves us, which we want to talk about. But Lost and Found today, brought to you by the doctors and staff of the Freiburg Veterinary Hospital, a comprehensive facility offering a wide variety of options for clients and pets. We have a lost dog. It's a lost black mini Schnorky. You ever hear those?
Schnorky.
Schnorky. I don't know what kind of dog
that
is.
Sounds like a made-up name.
Yeah, 25 pounds, no collar, comes to the name of Cheech. Maybe has a partner named Chong, I guess. But anyway, this dog is missing from Central Conway, 207-447-603-447-4845. If you've seen this little Schnorky named Cheech, 25 pounds. And somebody lost a wallet, a Herschel-made wallet. They lost it by the Conway Irving in Conway. It has an Idaho driver's license in it, from away, as we would say, right, Chet?
From away.
From away. if you come upon this wallet, please call 347-388-7225, and that's Lost and Found for today on WMWV. So, AO, we hear your voice a lot, Theater in the Woods. You've had a really fun time with your Saturday night series this month of June, and you're continuing that this weekend, right?
This weekend is our last of a series, yeah, and we're going to support you. Have all the information there, but we're going to show off a couple of local celebrities.
Yes.
Or looking, now celebrities.
Looking forward to it. The young, talented Noah Smith and the band from Freiburg, Junko. Noah was the WMWV Song of the Year winner this year, and Junko was the runner-up. So you'll have them on the stage at 7:30 at the Theater in the Woods.
We will, and we can't wait.
Nice. It's been a good fundraiser for the Believe in Books Literacy Foundation. If you'd like more information about purchasing tickets, go to believeinbooks.org. So, Chet, your family goes way, way back here in the area, and you've been listening to Skip Sherman and in the early days of WBNC, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
And I was probably, I remember Skip from a lot of things. We played tennis in the summertime and so forth. And I used to record my things because I was too nervous to go hot on the radio. So that was the most trying thing that I did all day long, was to record those. Those things.
take 50. Here's
yeah. But Joe Dodge was the one that I used to follow up on, and Joe was quite a character. Anyway, I don't need to tell you about that.
But he was he began the whole rating of the day thing that we still
That's
do
right.
to this day with White. It was the White Mountain Bank back
That's
then.
That's right.
And Briggs Bunker, who is here with us this morning, you'll have a chance to say hi to him. He rated today 30 cents. What do you think of that? Is he on the mark?
Not much of a day.
No, not much of a day. Not a nickel day, though, anyway. But, yeah, so that Joe passed away in 1973, and Briggs took over and has been doing it pretty much ever since, except for when he becomes a snowbird in the wintertime.
Yeah, right.
Have you ever done that snowbird thing, Chet?
No.
No.
I can't remember. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, heading to Florida for the winter.
Heading
yeah.
to Florida.
Oh, yeah, yes.
No, you're.
Well, I never had money enough to get out of town, so.
Well, we are certainly happy that you came by. It's an honor to have you in the studio here,
Chet.
Thank you. And I love being a neighbor with you and looking at AO's steers out there in the yard wandering around, chowing down, too. AO, good luck with the event this Saturday, wrapping things up. And you've got a bunch of other things coming up that we'll be talking about, too, at the Theater in the Woods.
We do. This summer we've got a bunch of things, a new theater camp, which mm-hmm. we've not done before, which is going to be great, and our regular children's theater, which begins, I believe, next week.
Wow.
And we have an eight-week session with that into the summer.
Nice.
So what I wanted to say, Roy, is that my dad was on the air before this station was launched. It was on the regular
WBNC. Yeah, 10:50 a.m.
He and Skip go way back into the, I don't know, early 60s, if not late 50s.
Late 50s.
I got just one story to tell you about Skip and I. He came into the, after I'd been on the radio a few years, he came in the store one day and he said, what's the name of that coffee joint? Anyway, he says, they've come to town. And I said, yeah, I know that, Skip. He says, well, they want your spot. And I bristled. And I said, Skip, I've had that spot for a good many years now. I'm not about to give it up. He said, I thought you'd say that. And he turned around and went out the door.
And you kept your spot.
I kept my spot.
Of course you did. Spot. That's a beautiful thing. Must have been maybe that Dunkin' Donuts or something like that.
It was Dunkin' Donuts.
Nice. Well, Chet Lucy, thank you for joining us. It's an honor to have you. A.O., good to see you again. And thanks for coming by and joining our celebration. I'm glad you get a chance to see Skip.
Sounds like a good party.
We're having a pretty darn good time.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
The 50th.
Appreciate it. 93.5 WMWV in the morning.